Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into the Annie Fry Show. Happy Wednesday. We are halfway there, and I hope that we are all living on a prayer. 2020 has been quite a year, of course. We found out yesterday afternoon, evening, that the president will be making his Supreme Court nomination Saturday at 5 p.m., so we look forward to that. We have a date and a time on that. That's good to hear. But we also just found out in the last hour or so that there is going to be a decision expected to be released in Louisville on the Breonna Taylor case. Fox News reports Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is expected to announce a grand jury decision early Wednesday afternoon on whether criminal charges will be brought against three Louisville Metro police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. He's expected to make the announcement, according to this Fox News article, around 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So that would be 12:30 our time. And Katie, you and I have heard that it might be a little bit earlier than that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we are ready to have that for you. So we are going to keep our eye on that news conference. And when it happens, we are going to go to it. So stick around. We will have that announcement right here on the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Katie, real quick before we get to our guest, can you tell me a little bit, or Ryan, either one of you who knows a little bit more about this evening? There's a special broadcast on our station from 6 to 8 p.m. Either one of you want to take that one?
Yeah, I can kind of fill you in. So
sure.
This is a sort of a mental health self-checkup. It's something that Entercom is doing. We're doing a broadcast nationally. There's going to be some stars, I think, some musicians and names you'd recognize that are just going to weigh in on the topic. And it's 2 hours long, 6 to 8 this evening. You can tune anytime and just kind of see if anything strikes you as something that you identify with.
Yeah, and it's called I'm Listening. You might have heard some promos running on the air regarding that. We wanted to check in here with somebody who we've talked to several times over the course of this year. And it seems as though every time we have Lori Snyder on, who's a counselor at Associated Counselors of West County, that there's just like a whole new lump or layer of junk to add on to the stress that is this year. Lori, thank you for coming back. It's great to have you here again. Your insight on these issues is very important.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time with all the different things that are important going on to highlight this very important thing. Mental health is such a key part of our lives, something that we sometimes take for granted, not always, but to take a little time and consider the ways that life and events are affecting that and some things that we can do together, I'm really happy to play a part in that. And that program tonight sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
I'll good definitely
to
tune in.
It's good to have the conversation and make it public so that if something strikes you, I really believe that there are people in 2020 who may have never felt either anxiety or depression in their life before, that may not be able to identify, because you can have, you know, you can have your life going in a pretty solid, steady, predictable way, but the stresses that this virus has put on folks in an election year, and I remind people that there is anxiety that exists in an election year on both sides. It's probably something that we have most in common, that the burden of what we are fearing, the unknown, it weighs heavily. What is some advice, some free advice that we can ask from you right now for people to do as this anxiety kind of starts to creep in?
Yeah, I mean, just being aware of it, I think, is a really helpful thing to know that in some cases, in many cases, it's actually a normal response to things that are going on. And in some ways, our bodies are very designed to handle it. But when it's extended, when it's intense, when we're not used to it, it can sometimes really mess with us. It can affect our moods, our interactions. And there are some things that we can do to manage that. I think in COVID, some of the things that have been really hard is our routines have just sort of been blown up. Some people, I think, are finding ways to get back to them a little bit. Schools restarted, although it's different for pretty much everybody. And so looking for routines, ways that you can create a routine, maybe where you don't have one, the time of day that you get up, the time of day that you end work, the time of day that you sit down and have a meal, those sort of restore a sense of balance inside of us. Physiologically, anxiety is adrenaline. It's like running a sprint all day long. We might feel it in our necks if we pay attention. We might feel it in our other muscles throughout our body, our stomachs. And to do some things to kind of reverse that, to slow down a little bit, to take some breaths. Deep breathing is one of the easiest things that people can do. We just kind of forget to do it. They've done some studies that kind of throughout the course of the day, we tend to hold our breath. Our shoulders raise considerably.
I definitely do that.
And so just like slowing down. And even right now, you know, as I'm talking, it might even trigger somebody to just, you know, to take a breath. That's a good thing. Let your belly relax and expand a little bit, and then take that breath in and take a nice long exhale. Another very helpful one is we know that we need roughly 3 to 5 to 1 balance of positives to negatives to sort of maintain our okayness. So if we've got a lot of stuff that's causing, you know, conflict and stress, we might need to be a little more intentional about paying attention to absorbing, focusing on the things that are okay, the things that are good, whether that's, you know, the kind of day it is outside or the people we have in our lives or, you know, something that we like in the refrigerator and actually really enjoy it while we're eating it.
Speaking of Ryan.
Hey, Lori, I have a dear friend who approached me, within the last month or so, probably end of August, and was going through some relationship problems. I don't think that's unique to 2020, but I do think with all the lockdowns, you know, any problems that are already there are probably being exacerbated because you're with each other so much more. but he approached me and said, you know, can you help me find a good Christian counselor or somebody? And he just asked me because he knows I'm more plugged into the church world. And I reached out a few times to different people. People seemed like they were booked up. So I just wondered if that was the case with you at Associated Counselors of West County. If, you know, if people are looking for counseling, is it going to be tougher to find somebody this year?
I have heard that a lot of people are reaching out, which is really good. And, you know, sometimes the supply demand can get a little backlogged. We've had some of that, some of those issues with other areas. In my practice, I definitely have been very busy. I try to work people in, but there are good ways to find people, you know, through insurance companies, through referrals, through your doctor. And in the meantime, if they're, you know, tuning into something like tonight, doing some of the things that maybe could restore a little bit of balance in the meantime, and then still take that step to connect with somebody is a good thing. But I do agree. I've heard that from a lot of people. I sure can't speak, across the board, but I think that it's true. It's been a little bit harder than normal to get into a counselor. But don't let that stop people from trying.
Sure, right.
We're speaking with Lori Snyder, who is a counselor here in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area. I want to ask you quickly, generationally speaking, I know I lost my grandmother last week, and there's been an interesting thing. Thank you for me, because COVID had caused me, she did not pass away with anything that had to do with coronavirus, but I have been protecting my children. I have been protecting myself, but my grandmother was 95. She died of natural causes. And I realize now there are several multiple times per day, I am realizing that I am worried about her. And now that she has, you know, gone on to be with her maker, I have those worries that come up to me about the virus. And I realize I don't have to worry about that anymore, but I'm shocked at how frequently it's just coming into my mind without even a prompt that I realize is there. And I remember, you know, she was pretty lonely. She was a widower, and it was hard on her. It's hard on kids. And then here I am thinking that I'm the one who's trying to, you know, help with my mom hold up all these people and try to make this normal. I'm realizing how much it was weighing on me. Generationally speaking, do you have any specific advice for people who might span the age range here? Because I think we're all handling this in a very different way.
Yeah, I mean, that awareness, again, is very helpful to know that probably each person that we interact with throughout our day and our week is having some sort of experience around the things that have been going on, and to have a little grace for that, to take a pause before we react or even sort of make a judgment about somebody, to listen. You know, maybe there's nothing that we can do about a situation, but just knowing that somebody cares enough to listen to or tune into our experience is very soothing, and to actually take the time for ourselves in that. We can sometimes give a lot to other people and forget to take a little bit to check in with ourselves. How am I handling that? Have I had a chance to grieve? You know, when's the last time that I had a really solid laugh? And, you know, what are the things that maybe have been cut out of my life because things have changed that I really need, that I miss? Is there a way that I can begin to bring those back in? And intergenerationally, so, you know, with kids in school, maybe some of the things have come back to normal, but they may still need some extra time to play, to have extra downtime with as the holidays approach. And we have to imagine how we're going to navigate and have conversations about that. To really just keep in mind that this is on everybody's mind, and we all have slightly different priorities around it, but to remember that what we have in common, you know, that we care about each other, that we go through these cycles of life with, you know, with jobs and school and illness and health and easy times and checking in with each other on those and where they're at. I mean, I think that's what kind of makes us special as human beings.
Lori, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I think it's so important to take a moment to recognize that what we're going through right now isn't normal. And so your reactions to it, your emotional reactions are not expected to be, you know, air quotes, use that word again, normal. And to seek out help if you feel as though that would be beneficial to you is always something that we want to encourage as well. Lori, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. And we look forward to having you on again soon.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Lori Snyder, a counselor at Associated Counselors of West County, joining us. She's been on with us a few times throughout this pandemic, and it's good to have a voice that is calming and encouraging for all of us, because there is something that we're all dealing with. You know, we're all dealing with this year exactly the same. I remember when it first came out, like, you'd see celebrities who were reacting to the virus, and I'm like, oh, so celebrities get hit by the pandemic too. Like, this is a big thing. And it's interesting to manage the time between way back then to where we are right now, nearing the end of September, folks. It's almost October. Time is just flying by. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are monitoring the decision being announced in Louisville regarding the Breonna Taylor case, and we are going to have that for you right here on the Annie Fry Show, so you will hear it here. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. When that announcement is made, we are going to bring you right to it, and we'll be able to hear what they have to say from Louisville. Back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us today. We are monitoring the situation in Louisville right now. Katie, can you kind of tell us what's it like to be Katie Fitzpatrick right now while you're watching this? Tell us what is coming up and what we're doing here.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on, a lot of moving parts that happen throughout the show, especially because this is going to be huge news. This is going to be something that we talk about for the entirety of the show almost, and that can change a lot of different things that are happening right now in the course of unrest and violence in cities and whatnot. But I'm listening right now to Outnumbered, trying to keep track of when this grand jury is going to come out and say what's happening to these police officers. And we're just going to have to wait and see what's going on. And every second you're just kind of tap dancing around. What's happening here in the studio?
So, Ryan, have you been following the Breonna Taylor case closely?
I wouldn't say more closely than anything else. It's one of the stories that I've been watching, though.
It's to me, it's very interesting how the Breonna Taylor story is. I mean, the stove is full. The hot stove is, it is full. So you can only handle closely, detail by detail, following so many stories at once. But this is a really big deal for the country. And one of the, okay, first and foremost, politics is surrounding what's going on in Louisville right now, for sure. Like, I'm reading an article here because I was going to read from Fox News and tell you, you know, here's the summary of what happened. And I wanted to kind of briefly give you the situation that's going on there. But I'm reading this Fox News article, and it's talking about the unrest that they've prepared for. It's talking about how the announcement will come from the attorney general in Louisville, who's a black Republican. And I mean, like, these are all important details, but what, you know, how does this, this has nothing to do with what happened and what's about to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like, here's all the things that make this more interesting. Well, what's the actual initial, you know, story to begin with? And there are a lot of nuanced, that's my word. I need to stop using that word. There are a lot of important details that when you're talking about something that is this much of a flashpoint in this climate around what happened to Breonna Taylor, who was, as I understand it, asleep in her bed, and the suggestion or the insinuation was that there was a no-knock warrant. They came in, they fired, they killed Breonna Taylor while she was asleep in her bed. Now, there are other people who say there are more details than that, that did not get brought out into the open until it was baked in the cake. You know, when we just, okay, let's bring it home here. Ferguson, hands up, don't shoot. That's ours in St. Louis. We own that. Because that was a story that was run with by somebody who came back and completely recanted that testimony. It did not happen. Hands up, don't shoot is not a real story about something that happened with Michael Brown in Ferguson. It didn't happen. But it's too late. You're still going to go see hands up, don't shoot signs at these protests because it's resonated, it's there, and you're not going to go from person to person at these protests and be like, actually, I think it's important that you understand that hands up, don't shoot did not actually occur,
oh,
and your sign
you.
Is therefore false. And they're going to go, oh, whoops, I think, you know, like,
yeah, let's get rid of the sign. Thank you, sir.
I needed that paper. I'm going to have to tape that back together. I mean, you're not, that doesn't matter. And it's no different with Breonna Taylor, with George Floyd, with Michael Brown, with, you know, all of these individual stories that are all very, very different. They get lumped together as if every detail of every story points to the same outcome when they don't. And I fear that when there is a moment where one of these stories should go the other direction, Michael Brown, you know, Darren Wilson was found not guilty. I don't know how many people could go back to that story and name Darren Wilson's name, like who was the cop. They would know he was white, and they would know he was a police officer. But I don't know how many people would say Darren Wilson. So I fear as though when it comes down to the details here, we are running out of care and concern about what the actual facts are, because the narrative is already baked. So we are watching this right now. I think it is close. I think that we are very close to the announcement of what is actually going to happen here. And we are awaiting the grand jury ruling. And we have here a news alert from Fox, and it says, let's see. I want to make sure I get this right before I report this. According to Fox News headline, it says Kentucky grand jury indicts at least one police officer in Breonna Taylor death. Louisville braces for unrest. And we are waiting. Are they speaking on this right now, Katie?
They just released a lower third saying the grand jury indicts Officer Brett Hankinson on 3 counts of endangerment in Breonna Taylor's killing.
3 counts of endangerment.
Yep.
Which is, I think, isn't that like careless endangerment?
Mm-hmm.
So they will have a press conference here. And they have, this is happening live. I wonder, should we stick with this and go live with it when it happens now? Or do you want to take a break? And because they're not, what do you want to do, Katie?
Let's take a break, because I'm sure once we get back, we'll have more information on what is going on with these 3 counts and with this officer.
They're going to have a press conference. And here's what we'll do. We'll take a break so that we can come to it live. If it comes back live while we're on the break, we'll come back in. Mm-hmm. Is that okay, Katie?
That's perfect.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to update and discuss this as well on the Facebook Live, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. I will put up bits of information as they continue to come in here, so you can stick with us and be a part of the conversation here, because this is something we're going to have to watch for the rest of the week. I have a feeling that the implications of what's going to take place in Louisville, but across the country potentially, the reaction to this, we're going to have to watch closely. So stick around. As soon as that Louisville press conference comes live, we are going to come break back in and have it for you. We're going to get a little break in here now so that we can bring it to you in full. Join us at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, and you can comment along and be a part of the conversation there. Also, on the Annie Fry YouTube page, subscribe, the Annie Fry YouTube page. You can watch us there also on your smart TV. We'll be back in just a minute with live breaking news on the Breonna Taylor indictments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are waiting right now the press conference that should be delivered from the Louisville, the Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, on the Breonna Taylor decision. We have now discovered that Officer Brett Hankinson has been indicted on 3 counts of wanton endangerment in the Breonna Taylor killing. If you're curious about wanton endangerment, this is, according to a quick Google search that has information from the Kentucky government website, wanton endangerment is a person is guilty of wanton endangerment in the first degree when another circumstance is manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life. He wantonly engages in conduct which creates a substantial danger of death or serious physical injury to another person. So that is what we have discovered as of right now. Listening and reading on the break here, we also know that there are two other officers that are involved in this situation. This is specific to this one officer, Hankinson, who I believe is a detective. And so what will happen to the other two officers? I don't think we have an answer on that quite yet. We are awaiting the Attorney General to come to the podium and speak and fill in a lot of the gaps here of what is going on. Katie is monitoring that right now in the studio to bring us to that when it happens. Katie, I told you before the show that I wanted to give you an opportunity to speak on this a little bit, because this is one of those things that I think, generationally speaking, this is a very big deal to a lot of young people who have been outspoken on the Black Lives Matter movement. Breonna Taylor's name has been a part of the conversation, really, I mean, since the George Floyd thing became a big deal. Breonna Taylor's name has always been around what is the unrest that has taken place there. And I know that there are a lot of people in your circle who are watching this very closely and care very deeply about the outcome here. And I think that I want to know kind of just your perspective on not necessarily what you want to have happen per se, but how big of a deal this is.
It's a very, very big deal, especially for the people that have been protesting since, I believe this happened March 13th. So right before everybody kind of had to go home and work from home and everything, people have been protesting since then about it. And I think it's a significant deal, a very big deal to a lot of people, because from what I can gather, a lot of people look at this as an innocent woman lost her life. And an innocent woman lost her life while she was in her apartment to police officers that blew down her door, knocked down her door. And the result, from what I can gather, is that a lot of people believe that if these officers are not charged, then what can't police officers do? And so, you know, people post about Breonna Taylor, at least on my Facebook, on Twitter, every single day, saying, do not forget about this. She needs justice. We cannot rest until she gets justice. And it's just been something that a lot of people have been anticipating and watching closely since March. So, I mean, to me, it's just so significant. And why it matters is because from April, we have been seeing unrest. We have been seeing nothing but unrest and violence in the streets. And if something happens today, I'm worried about what's the next step.
Do you think that there's one outcome that's going to cause less unrest than the other? Because I remember when Darren Wilson we were awaiting the trial conclusion with Darren Wilson. We weren't 100% sure, at least as a station here, which outcome. I mean, we assumed that if he was found not guilty, it would be problematic. But if he was found guilty, then it's a confirmation in what the protests that were already in existence. It's a confirmation of what they're saying. So I don't know. I don't know what outcome here from an unrest standpoint is better to you know, quench that anger and that reaction. But also, I feel very, very much so as if we need to remember that regardless of the reaction, justice is blind. And we need to make sure that whatever, we need to want the truth and we need to want justice. Because if you are ever somebody who is on the other side of a mob, and the mob is screaming for something at you that would not be justice, you would not want to have to suffer the consequences of what the mob wants for the sake of the truth. And I'm not saying that's happening here, but that is definitely something, you know, when it comes, good grief, we don't presume people innocent in a courtroom. Mm-hmm. You are assumed innocent. You are innocent until you have been proven to be guilty. This is a grand jury indictment. This is not a ruling. There's been no court case to determine whether Hankinson is guilty of these crimes. This is to determine if he will be charged with a crime, and then there will be a court case. And then once there is a court case, then since we now have an indictment, then we will find out if he is guilty or not guilty. If you cannot prove guilt, you are not guilty. You are not presumed innocent. And I think that's something that when the flames get so hot right now, and I mean that figuratively speaking, when the issues become so explosive, you can look at it from the outside looking in and saying, you know, I just want this unrest to stop. And if it's one life that is going to cause less unrest, you know, was he guilty? Should he have done that? Should he not have done that? Did he commit a crime? That's the question that we need to know. And if he did commit a crime, he needs to pay the consequences for that crime. And I would hope that we would hold these officers, law enforcement, to the highest standard in following the law. That they do have to meet a higher standard because they're there to enforce it, and they are given the authority to speak on these issues in a way that it gives them power over their fellow citizens that they need to be held in check very much so. I feel like we're getting kind of close. Are we getting close to this?
We're getting very, very close. I can actually pot it up. He's going to be walking out to the podium here in about, he's walking out right now.
All right. The Kentucky Attorney General speaking on the indictments, three indictments in the Officer Hankinson case, one of the officers in the death of Breonna Taylor. Let's listen in to what the Kentucky Attorney General has to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.